talking about being a life coach, I mean, you are one busy lady. I mean, you've written books, you've produced, acting all the time. You just don't stop, do you?
You know what? I have a great life. I really enjoy it. My husband's a great producer. He just did Walk the Line, and that was one of our movies. We've got another one coming out in the summer, another comedy. And I'm a full-time painter, and I show all over the country. No, and I've got the 6 kids, you know, so I just enjoy life, and I'm really lucky that I get to do good projects and have fun with them. And it's really fun at this time in my life to be doing comedy. After Wedding Crashers, working with Vince and Owen was such an amazing experience that I just thought, you know, this is something new, this is fun, I really enjoy this.
A very different setting from Dr. Quinn, for instance. I mean, I know that isn't your last project, but it's one of those that you're well known for.
One I'm very proud of, but, you know, to be perfectly honest, there comes a point when you play a character for so long, people think that's who you are, and I kind of had to shake it up a bit and say, hey guys, that's not just who I am. I'm a few other people too.
Yeah, I was intrigued because I wasn't sure when I saw the clip, I wasn't sure whether we were going to be hearing you with the what we call the British accent or the American accent. I mean, when you decide to play American, you can eliminate your Britishness completely.
Absolutely, and I spent a lot of time down the sale. I spent a lot of time down in Alabama these days. I love it down there.
No, but I mean the accents.
I can do any accent pretty much. I speak languages too, yeah.
Ah.
Not trying not to boast here or anything, but you know, when you live in England, you know, it's all about accents. I mean, you can tell where somebody was born, you know, within, you know, a couple of yards sometimes.
Well,
by accent.
It looks like a fun new show. It's going to be on the WB Modern Men.
Yep, it's a very young show. It's a young show. I'm sort of, well, George Wendt is in it too, and he's wonderful. Of course, he was in Cheers. But it's a lot of fun. These guys are really hysterical. They're new to the audiences, but I think everyone's going to get to know them pretty well soon.
You know, I hate to change topics so abruptly, but I know that you were close with Chris and Dana Reeve, and to lose her last week must have been, well, I mean, the whole nation was shocked, but...
I was in tears all day. I just, you know, it's beyond me. Sometimes it makes you wonder, you know, how someone above there can allow that much sadness to happen, take such amazing people. Chris and Dana were both very good friends, and of course I knew Chris even longer than Dana, and I mean it's a huge loss. I just I have no words really.
Jane Seymour, it's good to have you in.
Thank you.
Thank you.